This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. To care about climate change is a fundamentally Christian value. That's according to Catherine Hayhoe, co-director of the Climate Center at Texas Tech University. Hayhoe might seem like a walking paradox to some. She's a climate scientist who is also an evangelical Christian. But she sees no conflict between science and her faith, even though many white evangelicals reject some of the science behind global warming. Hayhoe is set to speak this weekend at a conference in Birmingham about faith and climate change. She says it can be a challenge to have thoughtful conversations where religion, politics, and science seem to clash.
When people find out that I'm a climate scientist, they often have a lot of questions, and they also have a lot of arguments they want to throw at me. And those arguments fall into two main categories. First of all, there's the science-y sounding arguments, like, isn't it just a natural cycle, or don't you know it's been warmer before? But then the second category of objections people tend to throw at you are religious-y sounding objections. They say things like, well, you know, if God is in control, then how could humans affect something as big as this planet? But they're not actually based on what the Bible says, because in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, in chapter 1, it says God gave us humans responsibility over every living thing on this planet. And then at the very end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it says that God will destroy those who destroy the earth. So there's a clear mandate in the Bible for humans having a particular role in caring for, stewarding, guarding, protecting this planet that we've been given.
How do you enter into that discussion with people of faith who may find objection? It seems to me a scientific argument is fairly straightforward, but faith seems like something different.
I feel like we need both our science and our faith to tackle this difficult issue, because the science tells us that climate is changing, that we really have checked, and it is humans who are responsible this time. And the science can also tell us that our choices matter. But what's the right choice to make today? That doesn't have much to do with the science. It has to do with what's in our hearts, our values, what's important to us. And for those of us who are people of faith, which are the vast majority of people in the U.S., not just Christians, but every major world religion has some concept of caring for or being responsible for this shared home. But then even further for me personally and for us as Christians, the fact that we are to love others and care for others, especially the poor and the needy, the vulnerable in this world. And those are the very people who are most affected by the impacts of a changing climate, whether it's right here at home or on the other side of the world.
I guess you're getting at shared values. You're trying to go after, you know, saying we believe these things in common. Is that fair?
Absolutely. In fact, what I feel like I'm doing when I speak to fellow Christians is not saying, here's what you should be or here's how you should change. I feel like I'm doing what it talks about in the book of James, where it says you're like somebody who looked in a mirror and then you went away and you forgot who you are. So I feel like I'm just holding up a mirror trying to remind us who we really already are. And this isn't just for Christians, though, because when it really gets down to it, if you're a human living on this earth, then you already have the values you need to care about this issue.
As you're having these conversations, there's sort of the shared values that you may agree upon, but getting to those actual policy changes could be very divisive, even if we agree on the underlying data. How do you approach that?
We absolutely do. And solution aversion is actually the number one reason why people reject the science of climate change. So I talked earlier about how there's science-y sounding objections and there's religious-y sounding objections. But as soon as we get past those smoke screens, immediately the real problem is this. I don't want to fix it because I've been told that there aren't any solutions that are consistent and compatible with my values. I've been told that the only solutions are to destroy the economy, to let China and other emerging economies do whatever they want, to let the United Nations run the world, to take away my truck and nobody can shower anymore. Or even, I've even heard people say, well, the only solution really is abortion. And if I'm pro-life, then of course I can't support that. And all of that is totally false, because there are solutions across the whole political spectrum. There are actually libertarian solutions. There are free market solutions. There are bipartisan solutions. There are regulatory solutions. And of course, there are socialist solutions too. But there's this whole range. So as a scientist, personally, I know that we just have to cut carbon. And as a human, I want to do it in a way that, first of all, doesn't harm and hopefully helps those who are already suffering. And second of all, a way that the most people can agree on. And so in terms of solutions, I don't present people with this is what we have to do, this one solution. I say, look at the landscape.
That's Texas Tech University atmospheric scientist Catherine Hayhoe. Hayhoe will speak this Saturday at a conference in Birmingham called Faith Meets Business, Climate Solutions for the Common Good.